Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show tonight. It's a beautiful day here in Boulder, Colorado, and I'm really excited about our topic. Shifting the tide of humanity, karma, power, and freedom. Humanity is at the doorway of the next chapter of what we're going to experience as a tribe, as a planet, as a species. And what happens within the individuals will decide what happens collectively. There's no knob that you can turn and change the collective consciousness. It all happens through the individual. So tonight we're gonna take a step back and look at karma, power, and freedom as mechanisms, as in aspects of humanity that influence what our future looks like. And make no mistake, you have a role in this. If you're listening to this now, you have a role in the next chapter of humanity. You're here now. I like the idea of having a ticket for a show. When you go to the Super Bowl, you have a ticket to go to the show. When you go to a Broadway play, you have a ticket to go to the show. And if you're listening to this right now, you have a ticket for this show that humanity's playing out. And that ticket affords you an element of power, an element of power that you yourself can leverage to promote the future you want for humanity. And what do I mean by that? Well, let's take a look at the first of these three elements. We're going to talk about karma, we're going to talk about power, and we're going to talk about freedom and how they relate to our future. So let's take a look at karma. You can think of the story that our tribe is playing out now, the headlines in the media, the paradigms that are playing out. And you can see that we have found our way quite deeply into the darkness or the shadow of what it is possible as far as our human experience. When I learn about karma in my life, my soul put me in front of television transmitters, and I worked in the television industry as an engineer. I was a chief engineer for many years, and as a byproduct of having that role, I worked directly with energy. And specifically, I worked with very high-power television transmitters. The last one I built was a 1-million-watt television service. And when you deal with power that is so substantial like that, there's some fundamental aspects that have to be right in order for you to pull it off. And it took me quite a while to understand the nature of power as it related to these television transmitters. But I'm a curious guy in the sense that I like to observe things and how they happen and stay open-minded with it. Even if I come up with a solution, I hold it with a feather so I can have a deeper understanding of it. And when we talk about consciousness, when we talk about beings of consciousness, oftentimes we think of perhaps angels or archangels or deities or gods, God in heaven or whatever your persona, whatever your choice of understanding is as the creator, or if you're atheist, perhaps the history of it or the story of it. And so I watch the notion of World War II and Adolf Hitler and the Pacific Campaign. And I was really fascinated by the idea that there's all these people going to war. My father was in World War II. All these people are going to war, and there's people praying for them. So here's soldiers going off to battle, and at home there's people praying for them, praying for their safe return. And here World War II plays out, and over a course of years, millions of people are put to death at the hand of another human. The Holocaust, the wars themselves, the atrociousness of nuclear devices. Over a period of time, millions of people are put to death. And not once, not a single time, did any of these powerful beings come down from the heavens and silence the guns. I'm not saying there weren't moments or incidences of miracles, of misfires, of conditions that created an answer to a prayer, but collectively overall, this war was allowed to play out. And I kept thinking, well, what the hell? I mean, if these beings are so flippin' powerful, how come they're sitting on the sideline while these atrocities are unfolding? And you can look at our headlines today and see atrocities that are unfolding. And yet no glowing being from the skies, no deity comes down and waves the magic wand and silences the guns. And I really chewed on that for quite a while. It kind of didn't make any sense. I mean, we pray and there's powerful beings that can change this stuff, and it doesn't happen. And what I concluded was these beings don't have a ticket. They don't have a ticket to the show. They can watch the show, perhaps, but they don't have a ticket. And what do I mean by that ticket? What I'm talking about is your body. You're a human being. You have a body. You have ears listening to this now. You have a mind processing these sentences. And for the most part, what happens to humanity will be through our human nature. We're put here on this planet to have this experience. Every single resolution will come through our human experience. Our human experience. You're a human. I'm a human. Why not you? Why not me? How can we be powerful? How can we be powerful and influence positive, loving, compassionate change to our human story? There's plenty of suffering going on. There's plenty of abuse and neglect, and I don't have to emphasize that at all. We're all seeing it. But every single one of us has a body. And that body is a ticket. That body is a ticket because we're human beings here in this human experience, and every single resolution will come through our human nature. So by that very simple principle, wow, you are here. You have the potential of being a very powerful influence on all of humanity. The universe as a whole plays no favorites. Whatever any sage or deity, any human being that has accomplished something in the past, the universe is unbiased and is gladly willing to allow that same outcome to happen for you or for me. But it's how we show up that determines at what power level we operate at. Just like those transmitters, there's fundamental principles that decide what power levels can happen gracefully. And you're a human being. You have an immense amount of personal power within your own persona. And to understand the nature of our own human power affords us to be one of those human beings that shows up in a powerful way. And the curious thing is, when you exert your inherent power, it doesn't have to be laborious. It doesn't have to be a burden. In fact, if you get out of balance in the sense that it becomes a burden and you no longer find rest, you lose an aspect of your power. So when I talk about being a powerful person, I'm talking about being authentic to yourself, being authentic in a way where your choices honor your desires. And there's that desire word. You talk about karma and the philosophy can easily be, well, let go of any of your desires, any attachments to your desires is a form of personal bondage, and it is. And so let go of them and don't touch them and run away and whatever. But actually, the authentic desire of your heart and your soul are compatible with your power. The authentic idea of your desires that come from your heart and your soul are compatible with your powerful nature. And so if your heart desires it, there's nothing incongruent with it, and you can enjoy it and still be in your power. But if your ego attaches to it as a sense of fulfillment where it believes that without it, it is less than, then there's an attachment and a karmic propensity and a drop in power. So when I talk about you having a body and I talk about you having a powerful point of presence in this human condition here on this planet now, it's something that really you can get excited about. You can get really excited about because the power of our human potential on an individual level is so expansive, is so immense, that it cannot ever be taxed to depletion. It is ever fulfilling itself over and over again. Draw from it and it's ready to be drawn from in the very next moment. You can never exhaust it. And so to learn the nature of tapping that power affords you to show up in a much more powerful way. Well, hell, I guess I'm talking about power a lot. We were going to start with karma, but your power and your karma are related. If you look at the storyline of humanity now, you can see an awful lot of karma playing out. What does that karma mean? We have all this karma that we have, and it's playing out. Well, if you look at the story of what humanity is choosing now with so much pain and suffering and war and abuse and control and et cetera, you can't have that human experience unless the humans are really loaded up heavily with karma. And when I talk about loaded up heavily, I mean heavy in the sense that the vast majority of the individual's power, the vast majority of an individual's power has already been surrendered to a karmic propensity, a karmic momentum, a karmic probability. And so when we look at karma from an individual point of view, everyone has their own signature karma, and no two people have the same karma. You can sit down and journal a paragraph about your life. You can write down a story of what it's like to be you. Is the world safe? Is it dangerous? Is the opportunities abundant? Are they scarce? Whatever you write down is your experience, your personal authentic experience of your karma. Well, what is this karma we're talking about? Our karma is our power that has been shifted into our subconscious as a particular experience or belief and or feeling. And when I say it's our power shifted into our subconscious, I literally mean that if you had a power meter and full power was 100%, when you accumulate karma in any particular moment, that power goes down. Your available power goes down, and the amount of karma in your subconscious goes up. It's like a teeter-totter. When you have all your power, you have no karma. And you can think of that as a virgin soul, a soul that has no experience, a soul that has no karmic signature or imprint. And we all started as pure souls. That is the beginning of all creation. Nothing happens with any kind of complexity in a spur of the moment. Everything is an unfolding in nature. And so our karmic experience is no different. Your karma has been accumulated over a very long period of time, and now you're here living your life out, and however you would have sentenced that paragraph describing your life gives you an understanding of the nature of your karma. And when we look at the storyline that's playing out, there's a monolithic structure in how society is organized. There's these control structures. There's kings and kingdoms, and there's rulers and ruled, the king and the peasant, the ruler, the dictator, and the citizen or the individual. Well, when you look at the storyline that's playing out, you can't have a king and a kingdom of peasants unless all those peasants have surrendered so much of their power that they feel powerless in the presence of the king. You can't have dictators. You can't have the storyline that's playing out now, the villain and the victim. You can't have those storylines play out unless people have surrendered the vast majority of their personal power and they feel powerless. The reason we've been so easily controlled is we're so karmically laden that we're running on fumes. If we use an analogy of a stadium and you turn on all the stadium lights, well, hell, it's double the lights, it's triple the lights, so let's put lights in every flipping seat and turn them all on, and you go stand in the middle of the stadium, it's so flipping bright you can't even see your hands because your light in the beginning was the unmanifest, which was it had no definition. There was not even duality. There was not even a consciousness to observe consciousness. And that pure white light is the garden of all souls, of all creation. And so when you were born as a soul, you were pure and you had no karma. And you had an immense amount of power. You had no fear. You had no memory of being powerless. You had no story of a past. You had no feeling, unresolved feelings. The idea of a virgin soul has no experience of anything related to fear or limits or inadequacy or feeling powerlessness. So how do you go from that immense, powerful being, that virgin soul, and go all the way into the human experience of being a victim, of being controlled, of being abused, of being taken advantage of? which on this planet is happening by the millions and by the billions. Well, the way that happens is you start accumulating karma. You accumulate karma when you posture with the nature of what is in the moment. And so if you fast forward time, these souls, you and I, have accumulated so much karma in our subconscious that the vast majority of our power is offline, and it's stored in us and as a karmic signature, as a karmic propensity. The law of attraction sees our subconscious as a much, much, much brighter energy source in our conscious mind. Hindu affirmations tell you're blue in the face, and the universe will continue to reflect to you your karmic signature, your karmic imprint. There's nothing to worry about with your karma. No matter how dark you go into the darkness, every single soul returns to the light. It is impossible to be a being that does not return to the light, because the root of all consciousness is light itself, including, quote, evil, unquote, consciousness, including the villain consciousness. That is also light itself. There's no consciousness outside of light. When I talk about these things, decide for yourself what the hell you believe in. Do not just take what I say and put it straight in your beliefs and walk around with it. Noodle it around and see what feels right. Learn how to weigh things with your own heart, with your own knowingness. There's an inner knowingness, I would suggest, that when you learn how to identify and communicate, or maybe a better word would be understand it, you can get a better sense of what feels authentic or what feels true. So when I give you these examples, these are coming from my weighing of the truth. And everything I say, I say sincerely out of my understanding of karma and power in this moment. I can only be sincere to what I know in this moment because I'm changing, and so are you, with every breath. But if we don't take action on what we know in the moment, we've lost the opportunity of creation. So when I talk about this stuff, decide for yourself. I don't want you to believe anything that you don't want to believe. If I say something that seems incongruent, throw it away. Don't worry about it. I want you to own what you think. I mean, it would be inauthentic of you to just don the beliefs of others, me or anyone else, if you didn't have a genuine, sincere connection, a belief with that idea. So let's take this storyline a little farther. Here we are on Earth, and there's these things called nations, and there's millions and billions of people in these nations, and there's these monolithic mechanisms that afford a mechanism of control. At some point in our history, we came up with the notion of a symbol, and we're going to take this symbol and we're going to associate it with everything in our life. We're going to take this symbol and we're going to use it as a choice point in everything we do. And the crazy, wild, karmic tragedy of the symbol is we're not going to have any personal control over the value of the symbol. Whoa, wait. We're going to take a symbol and we're going to use it in every one of our major decisions in our life, and yet we will not have any personal control over the symbol. Well, karmically, that's a train wreck right there. And that symbol is money or currency. We have a monolithic, a single syllable idea of currency. And whoever dreamt that up was spot on in controlling the masses. Where do you go on vacation? What house do you buy? What kind of car do you drive? What do you see possible if you had 2 weeks and you go anywhere in the world? Does money make any of those choices? Do you control the value of money? Well, those two sentences right there give you a glimpse of the idea of a karmic train wreck. And there's nothing to worry about here. There's nothing to worry about at all. Because here on Earth, we're given fierce freedom. We're given crazy, fierce freedom to play out any storyline we want. And here we are at the doorway of the future of humanity. We're standing in the opportunity that's ever present now, with the opportunity to shift the tide of humanity. Well, how do we do that? The storyline that's playing out is a story of very dark, very dense karma. And what I mean by that is, if we take that idea of the stadium full of lights and we turn off most of the banks of lights, well, hell, let's turn them all off and give ourselves a flipping flashlight. We are so karmically loaded up as an individual that we can play out these storylines where we feel powerless to what's happening. And that feeling of powerlessness has allowed people to come in and set up structures of control en masse. I mean, the International Monetary Fund is looking for a global symbol that all of humanity responds to. I mean, who writes this stuff? This is the ultimate movie of the villain, and here we are living it out as the storyline of humanity. But the really cool part about this, the really cool part about becoming aware of the nature of karma and the nature of power and the total joy of freedom, is that when you become cognitive at a higher level of consciousness, that automatically opens up opportunities for you to be a power player. Well, what does that mean? It means that as you become more conscious of the nature of the conundrum, of the paradigm, of the story that humanity is living out, and you become conscious of the nature of the quandary, it affords you the ability to see new choices for humanity. And you have a ticket. You have a body. You have a better seat in the house than any deity, archangel, god, or goddess. You have a ticket. Every single outcome will be through our human nature. And our human nature requires flesh and bones as a ticket. I have it on good authority that you have flesh and bones. You have a ticket. And when you become cognitive of the nature of this conundrum, it affords you the advantage of understanding what would set humanity free. And no matter what level of understanding that is, the moment you take one step out of the quagmire, you have a perspective above, you have an awareness that is more perceptive than millions of people, millions of humanity. And that affords you an opportunity to be a power player in this next chapter of humanity. Well, the good news is, if you take another step and another step, or in that stadium example, you start turning on lights. As you raise your human consciousness, in other words, as you resolve the karma in your subconscious and release it, it gives you your power back. That number, that power number goes back up. Your stadium lights start coming on. Your awareness to perceive the nature of the story or the conundrum we're all living out becomes apparent to you, and that is raw power. That's the very nature of power. It's an extremely simple idea. But ideas tend to be that way. You can have a very simple idea, and a lot of times the ego will discount it as not the thing. The ego sometimes wants this grandiose, you know, it needs more action, more adventure. It's not going to be a good movie unless it, no. It doesn't work that way. You can have an extremely simple idea that is fed to you by your heart and your soul, and if you were to honor that idea, you can change the course of humanity itself. Well, hell, I can't do that. I can't. I mean, I'm just me. I can't do that. Well, wait a minute. Wait, stop. You have a ticket, don't you? Well, that puts you in front of so many extremely powerful beings. That puts you in front of extremely powerful beings who by their very nature cannot reach over your shoulder and wipe away the story. No god or deity will come down and snap their fingers and make all the pain and suffering go away. It's going to come through our human nature. Human beings like you and me. So for you to be a powerful person is for you to recognize your role in this human storyline. It will be impossible for a dictator to dictate when the citizens are awake. When the citizens heal, the kingdom will thrive every time. I wrote that in my first book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power. When you understand the nature of power, human consciousness as raw power here in this human storyline, you can take the steps, you can take the actions to be the game changer itself. And the beautiful thing of that is it doesn't have to be a struggle. In fact, you're more powerful when you're in balance with yourself. You're more powerful when you're authentic to yourself. You're more powerful when you honor the desires of your heart and your soul. Wow, how cool is that? That's very cool. When you understand that at a fundamental level and you embody it to the point where you trust it, wow. The more you trust it, the more your soul feeds you new ideas and new seeds of what could be. There's some very exciting chapters coming in our human experience, and you have the opportunity to be the seed of the new idea. But that doesn't have any value unless you actually show up for it. To show up for your ideas, to understand the nature of your power karmically. To shift the tide of humanity is to release our karma, is to raise our consciousness. To shift the tide of humanity is to raise your consciousness. No deity, no archangel, no angel is going to just and make it go away. That's not what it's about. We're here to do it through the human experience. You're here to understand the nature of your true authentic power as a human being. Sure, you have a soul. Absolutely, we all do. We're a soul having a human experience. Your soul will feed you ideas. Your soul won't reach over your shoulder and wipe away your struggles because they're your lessons. They're the lessons themselves. If you have a significant amount of energy in your subconscious related to a particular feeling or emotion, you're going to radiate that out. The energy in your subconscious is going to radiate out, and the law of attraction will bring you that lesson over and over and over again. But you can become free of that lesson and every lesson within your being by understanding the nature of karma. Well, why didn't they teach us about karma in like junior high? Why didn't they teach us about karma in every year of high school and college? if I were to see a truly authentic college campus, I think the karma building would be bigger than the physics, the mathematics, and the social studies combined, because karma and personal power are directly related. Oh, wait, that's right. If you're powerful, then you really can't be controlled. That's why they didn't teach us about karma. Well, it doesn't matter. Nobody can have dominion over you at all, ever, unless you surrender it to them. And if you have surrendered it to them, you can always take it back. The path home, the path back to the light, which is inside you now. The kingdom of heaven is within now. The day of salvation is a ludicrous concept that some point in the future will be whole. That you're perfect, whole, and complete now. You're living a karmic experience loaded up with lessons, and there's nothing broken about that. You're not broken and needing salvation. You're always perfect, whole, and complete in every moment forever. There's no way for you to disconnect from your genuine, authentic source, which is the kingdom of heaven within. The Father and I are one. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall know God. God is in you now. There's no moment in the future when you're better connected to it. And the idea that somebody somewhere has got the red phone to God, which is a more important or a more divine connection to God, is also ludicrous. It's another way to deceive you from the truth of who you are, because you are the thing itself. You are consciousness incarnate. You are the personification of the divine essence. And you've created a karmic collage within your subconscious that defines as a personal experience that has shaped your life. And there's people right next to you every day that are having a completely different karmic experience in this same space that we all live in. So there's no one paradigm. There's no one story that's going to decide the future. Sometimes the media wants you to think that there's a single outcome that's coming, and if we don't do this or we don't do that, the single outcome will consume us all. That's laughable. There's hundreds of millions of paradigms all playing out at once. There's many, many, many storylines all playing out at once. This radio show and many other radio shows have many different perspectives, and they're all personifications of the one mind. You're a unique personification of human consciousness. And you can go farther into karma. You can load up more karma in your subconscious and feel more powerless. Or you can shed the karma in your subconsciousness and regain some of your power and feel more powerful. We can all do that. So if any of us stands up and gives a storyline about this or that, listen to their words. You can tell a powerful being by how little they embellish the nature of consciousness. Because in truth, that the light, the source of all consciousness, is unbiased. The universe fulfills every thought, every desire with equal measure. It doesn't matter if it's a choice to go farther into karma or farther out of karma. It is fulfilled with equal measure. Every choice has a merit of one. There's no choice that has more weight than another. The universe is unbiased in what you choose. It'll gladly fulfill it. So we've talked about the nature of karma from a personal point of view, and our collective karma is our collective subconscious, if you will. So let's talk a little bit about power. When you shed your karma, your personal power goes up. And a few key things happen when your personal power goes up. You lose your power when you go into judgment or separation. How you accumulate or release karma is a discussion all by itself. But in the generalist terms, when you accumulate karma, you shift power out of your conscious space and put it in your subconscious space. And to reclaim your power, you release your karma or you reintegrate what was previously postured. You reintegrate. In other words, you quit having judgment. You understand that any storyline is a choice that has always been on the table for humanity. And humanity has chosen to go so far into the darkness that we're playing out these atrocious storylines. There's nothing broken that. There's nothing to be fixed. We chose to go into the darkness. Nobody has ever broken a karmic law, ever. It was always on the table that we could have this experience, and our souls collectively chose to go this far into the darkness. But now when you become cognitive of this karmic journey, let's talk about personal power. When you become cognitive of this karmic journey of the personal persona and the collective persona, as you release karma out of your subconscious, your power rises. And human consciousness is logarithmic, just like RF power at a TV television transmitter. Logarithmic is like earthquake scale. 5, 6, 7, 8 is not incremented by a factor of 1. It is much more expansive than that. A Category 5 earthquake and a Category 8 earthquake is completely different in magnitude. 8 is immensely bigger, and that's how your human consciousness is. As you release your karma and raise your personal power, your power expands in a very powerful rate. And when your power expands, the ability for you to embody an idea that could not be perceived at the lower levels of karma, the ability for you to recognize an idea that could not be perceived in the past is that point of power itself, because all change starts with an idea. Human consciousness is the most powerful substance on the planet, bar none, and you are it now. Oh, wait, there's nuclear power. Well, that was contrived from a human consciousness. Well, there's the economy. Well, wait a minute, that was contrived from human consciousness. All ideas are a byproduct of human consciousness, and you are human consciousness now. So for you to recognize the power of an idea, well, let's see, did they teach us about ideas, the power of ideas? That'd be a good class to take every single year of our school. Oh, wait, that didn't happen. As you raise your personal power, your ability to embody a better idea, a more aware idea of humanity, is that point, is that seed consciousness that plants a whole new future for yourself and for humanity collectively. All change starts as an idea, and when you raise your consciousness by cleaning your karma, when you raise your consciousness, you can embody a bigger idea, and that's raw power. That's power. It's so flippin' simple, but we were never taught it. And so when you open your heart with a sense of compassion, and compassion is an extremely powerful concept, because when you have compassion for humanity, check this, when you have compassion for humanity, then you can be the conduit, you can be the seed in which the angels, the archangels, the deities, whatever your personification of powerful beings are, you can be the vehicle of change in which they inspire you. A divine idea is an idea that transcends the mind. A divine idea is an idea that transcends the education of the person having the idea. A divine idea is literally your heart being a point of presence of the one consciousness to answer the prayer, of humanity wanting an end to this darkness. When you hold the space of compassion for humanity sincerely from your heart, wow, compassion is such a powerful concept. Let's see, did they teach us about compassion? I don't remember it so much. When you hold a space of compassion for humanity, man, the rules melt. The miracle, that's the doorway of a miracle where an idea that could not have been perceived by the masses is fulfilled through the sincere desire for change in humanity, a shift in the tide. So don't think for a second that there's any element in your life that disqualifies you from being a powerful person. Well, I didn't graduate from college, or I flunked out of business school, or I did this, or I did that. Whoop-de-doo, that's academia. There's nothing wrong with that, and there's very powerful ideas that can come through that, but your heart totally trumps any life situation that you have. If you purify your heart, and that's something you can do every day, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall know God. God being the infinite field of potentiality, the infinite field of possibilities, the idea that transcends the situation, the idea that shifts the entire tide of humanity. It can come through you. There's no requirement of the past. The beauty of personal power is there's no requirement of the past. You can have the most atrocious train wreck of a life with countless examples of karmic tragedy and be the savior, the sage, the personification that embodies the new idea. Are you ready to be a powerful player? Don't tell me, tell you. What would it feel like to be a powerful person with an open heart and compassion for humanity, fulfilling the desires of your heart in a joyful way, ever expanding your consciousness by clearing out your karma? That brings us to the idea of freedom. Karma can be a very heavy. When I use the word heavy, I don't mean it as in labor, but I mean in the totality of how it influences you. Karma can have a very encompassing influence on how you live your life. And when you have a lot of karma in your subconscious, you have very little freedom. Because you have a karmic propensity, every single energetic element in your subconscious is like a television transmitter radiating out the power, the frequency, the vibration of the original sin, if you will. I don't know, sin. The moment when you postured with life karmically dictates the nature of your karmic experience. We could do several shows just on karma. But if you're loaded up with karma, you're genuinely not free to make as many choices when you surrender your power to your karma. That's where the feeling of helplessness, the feeling of powerlessness, that where you take on the role of being the victim, of being the peasant, and the king and the ruler is not you. But this next chapter of humanity is about every single citizen declaring themselves the permission of a king. Citizen kings. Citizens empowering themselves to make choices from their heart to capture the seed idea, the answer to the prayer, the seed idea that brings out the new outcome, and then to bring it into fruition, to fulfill it. Citizen King, the new age of power. When you consider the future of humanity, you can see the notion of the masses surrendering their karma and reclaiming their power. And that power gives you more choices. When you have more power, you have more choices. And those choices give you freedom. If there's no choice, there's no freedom. If there's no choice, then there's no power. So choices empowers you for new outcomes. More choices empower more outcomes. And the more outcomes you can choose from, the more powerful you can influence the next chapter of humanity. Well, we're just scratching the surface in the nature of this stuff. We haven't even talked about masculine and feminine and how that relates to power or purity. But make no mistake, you have a ticket. You have a body. You're a point of presence of human consciousness. You can have the inspiration. You can have the idea that is the game changer in whole arenas of our human consciousness and our human experience. Perhaps you came in through the financial industry or the business industry or the farming industry or the manufacturing industry, and you've spent years playing out the old story of what those were like. And now you raise your consciousness and you open your heart and you hold a space of compassion for humanity. And you get the idea of the next chapter, the next idea of what each one of those industries can look like that sets the people free. That set the people free, that release them from the bondage of the ignorance of the karma of the past. It's a wonderful, wonderful storyline we're playing out here. We're just scratching the surface of what's possible for humanity. It's so exciting. It really is so exciting, because the more you lean into it, the more it shows you, and the more it shows you, the more you can lean into it. And it's like this ever expansive story, idea, dream of what is possible for humanity. And since you have a ticket, you can walk up to the throne. You can walk up and be the seed consciousness that brings in the new idea, the new ideas of what is possible for a human experience. Talk about shifting the tide of humanity. That's raw power. That's you being powerful as an individual, because the archangels aren't going to do it. God, Goddess is not going to do it. Popes, you know, any personification of spiritual power that is not personified in human form doesn't have a ticket, but you do. You do. So what are you going to do with your ticket? Here you are at the show. What's your dream? What's your idea? How beautiful can you see the future? How wonderful can you see humanity? What does genuine, authentic freedom look like? Well, look at this storyline that's playing out and just flip it over. Well, if money decides everything, what if money decides nothing? I believe it's Sweden that's looking at giving all their citizens money, carte blanche, no strings attached. Here's a paycheck every time to all of their citizens. Well, wait, stop. Money doesn't have power over us? Wow, that's a simple idea. And I bet you watch human consciousness in that situation when one of the elements of fear is removed, you watch how it blossoms. What other ideas do you have to blossom humanity, to blossom your life? What other ideas can you embody about the dream for your life, the dream for our lives collectively? You can play this at any level or participation that you choose. You can do it in a house by yourself in the middle of nowhere, or you can be in front of the masses as the inspirational motivation of humanity, or anything in between. There's no requirements at all. The universe has no bias over what choice you make in the how you do it. None of us have a choice whether we're going to participate or not, because we exist here now. We're constantly manifesting. We're constantly creating the future. And if we don't tend to it, our subconscious karma will have the most say in what plays out. But if we do become conscious of it, we can erase that effect and take the power that's inherent in us and get all the stadium lights on to restore our personal power, to open up the gates of freedom, to engage the dreams we have for our life with a sense of excitement and joy. I see humanity having a very passionate expression of a joyful life in mass. We're not going to have one idea of heaven on earth. We're going to have 7 billion ideas of heaven on earth. To have one idea would be blasphemy to suggest that infinite possibilities can only come up with the one answer. That doesn't make any sense at all. Well, I hope you've been inspired just a little bit, or maybe a lot. Do you dare to show up for yourself? Do you dare to dream big? Do you dare to tend to your karma and power and joy and excitement? Your life's unfolding now and now and now, and the more cognitive and the more aware and the more engaged you are in it, the more it'll expand and the more choices you'll have and the more possibilities will come online for what your future can look like. These are exciting times to be alive. If any of this material has resonated with you, learn about karma. I suggest that's the most powerful thing you can do. Because when you learn about karma, what you're really learning about is how to reveal the love within your being. Because karma in and of itself is not power per se. Power is love. Power is compassion. Power is integration. Power is understanding the power of an idea. My fourth book is called Personal Power Fundamentals. And it gives a really fundamental idea of how we take on karma and how to get rid of it. You want to shift the tide of humanity? Learn about power. Learn about karma. Learn about your personal personification. I'm so glad you showed up for the show tonight. I'm so glad you listened all the way through this, because you're a powerful person. You're as powerful as any human being that's ever lived. Show up for yourself. Until next time, thanks for listening.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.